That's interesting. That actually came from some of the early work that James Prochaska was doing. What he did originally was look at different systems of therapy. So we were trying to design an eclectic treatment approach and try to understand what, you know, there's still the research, and it's still current today. If you do two active treatments, even though they are very different in terms of their philosophies and what they do, it's very hard to get different outcomes. Okay? You can, in psychotherapy, different treatments, if you compare them to a control condition, work well, and psychotherapy works. But if you get two active treatment programs going, it's very difficult to get the actual difference between those two. There are some differences, but you do best if you compare it with a very inactive control condition. So we were trying to make sense out of, well, if all of these treatments, there's got to be some common elements. And so the trans-theoretical part was, maybe there are some common processes that are across theories. And then the fact that we looked at these common processes really interact with stages means that, well, you're crossing a lot of theories. So we're using decision-making theory and relapse theory and maintenance theory, and you're using all of the different theories. Some of these processes of change are from analytic models, psychoanalytic models. Some of them are from Gestalt kinds of therapy. Some of them come out of cognitive therapy. Some of them come out of behavioral therapy. Some of them come out of relationship therapy and Carl Rogers' work. So trans-theoretical means we've stolen from all of the other theories and tried to put those principles, kind of distill those principles into one more eclectic view of the process.